We've been treated this week to a few glimpses of Barack Obama's daughters, 10-year-old Malia and 7-year-old Sasha. The girls and their parents were interviewed over the 4th of July holiday by Maria Menounos of Access Hollywood. Almost immediately, the Obamas backed away from doing that again. I don't think it's healthy. We'll be avoiding it in future, Mr. Obama said on Good Morning America. If Mr. Obama thinks it was a mistake, charming though the interview was, he's probably right. Most presidential candidates and almost all presidents try to keep their children out of the public eye. If you think back to the public moments of White House children, you can see why it matters. Most of the publicity must have been very uncomfortable. Too much attention paid to schools, their hair, their clothes, even their wedding dresses. Presidential candidate John McCain, whose children are much older, now has a daughter recently out of college who is traveling with his campaign, blogging all the way, but then he rarely mentions his soldier sons. And if McCain is elected, most of his children will probably live their own lives and just visit 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. If Barack Obama is elected, it will be the first time in a long time that little kids have lived in the White House. John Kennedy's children were even younger. They were famously photographed hiding under their father's desk, but the Kennedys were mostly able to control that kind of attention. It's not easy to do that in these blogging, webcasting, YouTube days. Recent White House families have probably set a very good example of the benefits of keeping the lives of political daughters private. The Bush daughters, apart from a couple of teenage moments, stayed out of the public eye until they were grown. And even then, daughter Jenna turned down a big White House wedding, sweetly saying she wanted something simple and private. Chelsea Clinton, campaigning for her mother, made impressive speeches before big audiences filled with people who listened, realizing that they had known her all her life but never heard her talk. That seems to be the way to go.